Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. It's now been made official that the Columbus Blue Jackets and Rick Bowness have agreed on a deal to keep Bowness as head coach through the 2026-27 season. Here's Bowness at the season-end press conference on remaining as head coach of the Blue Jackets.
I'm very excited, and I want to be thankful to the Don and the management and the ownership to give me this opportunity, because I am anxious to come back and finish the job that I came here to do, and that's to get the Columbus Blue Jackets in the playoffs.
The Blue Jackets went 21-11-5 when Bowness stepped in as head coach in January. In baseball, live right now at Great American Ballpark, the Reds are going for a series sweep over the Giants, and it's going to take some late-game magic to do so as they trail San Francisco 3-0 in the ninth inning. And later tonight, the Guardians return home, opening a series with the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:10. This update sponsored by Awake 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Visit awaken180weightloss.com.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How are you?
It is a too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy will dazzle us with audio selections. I was going to say from far and wide, but pretty much from
here and near.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Well, so. Mike, it finally happened for me. I'm a freak. I'm a troll. I'm a beast. Look away. I'm hideous. You guys who are watching on YouTube can see the alterations done to my face.
Stop covering it.
I'm self-conscious about it. You know what? Just let the
fine.
Comments fly. I'll even, you know, maybe there's a little prize for the funniest one at the end of the show.
It doesn't even look that bad. You had a little.
It does look bad.
What are we calling it?
I've got some growth? Yes, I had a mole. I had a giant mole.
A melanoma?
Growing. I don't think it was melanoma.
Buck melanoma?
They would have taken the sample and tested and sent it to the old pathologist if they thought so. I had a bunch of that done anyway. I love my dermatologist, too. Dr. Cassandra. She sees the moles
a first name?
No, it's the last name.
Cassandra's the last name?
Yeah, that's right.
What's the first name?
To be honest, I'm a professional. I call her Dr. Cassandra.
Dr. Cassandra sounds made up.
well,
sounds sexual.
The other doctor, it's two females that run the office there. They're both great. I've seen them both throughout the years. The other doctor is Dr. Costanza. I want to see Costanza.
Come on.
But they're both great.
In this isn't a real place.
The way she talks, she'll see it. She's like, that one's mine. I'm taking that. And that's for me. Like, she claims the moles as her own. And then they send them away. But today we were just working on the big boy, because I needed this out of here. You know, you made me feel so bad about
it. Oh, stop
it. I had to run away and get it lanced off. And it's got topical paint on it because
it looks fine.
They said that
it blends
could
in
bleed.
With your eyebrow.
I don't know.
You're going to have a cool scar there.
It'd be okay if I had a little like Jason Momoa line in between the eyebrow there, if not all of the hair grows back. But that was the whole point. She was trying to flatten it so that the hair could continue to grow back the way it's supposed to.
Does she make comments while this is going on?
She was... And this is probably part of her being a good doctor to, you know, give some positive reinforcement while you're there in the chair getting worked on. But it didn't take long. It was maybe like 15, 20 minutes once I got numbed up. And as she was going along, she would just say things like, amazing. She's like, this is working out much better than I thought. Oh, I love that. You know, like as she was working on the mole, and I'm thinking like, oh, great. Okay. Like, good. Like, this is not going to be much of a problem afterwards.
Hey, man.
Why?
Everybody's got a fetish.
Why?
Apparently hers is lancing weird stuff off bodies.
Well, she got into this racket for a reason. She clearly has a great love and a passion for it.
That's not true. You know, some people just do their jobs because that's the profession they fell into and it pays well.
I do wonder about that. Like, I had my dentist appointment just... Would you kill the music already?
All right, sorry.
I had my dentist appointment last week, and I know you've always had the thing where you've said, I could never go out with a dental hygienist that has worked on me. Like, it could just never happen because you've seen inside my mouth.
I don't understand how a dental hygienist would ever want to go out with someone that they've worked on.
Okay. Just from their perspective down.
Plaque and the pulsating tongue and the drool.
Why couldn't you figure that? Because that's what they're into. They don't view it the way that you're viewing it from down below. Like, I can't believe how disgusting this must be to this man or woman up above. That's what they do.
I know it's what they do, but it doesn't mean they have to crave it.
No, they do.
No, they don't. I work with you every day, but come on, man.
You don't have a craving?
No, I don't have a craving for Timmy.
I can't believe you don't crave three o'clock.
I don't crave.
What about you?
I mean, I enjoy it when I'm here.
I'll take it.
I enjoy it.
You should have said, when I'm in it, I wish I were out of it. What time is it? It's only 3:07.
That's the end of this.
Gotta make it to 6 o'clock.
Teddy, do you crave? Do you yearn?
Do I crave or yearn? White Castle, I crave.
No. For this show.
For your
work, for your craft.
I do. I crave every morning. I yearn to get in here on time, and then like 3:15, then I crave to go home.
That's right. That's exactly right.
See, start to cycle.
I contend. I was at the derm today. Use the dentist, whatever. I contend that can't be about the money. It really can't be, because there's lots of different options out there, right? For what direction you want to go. You really do, like, going into podiatry as well. You must just be fascinated with feet.
I don't think so. I think you're looking too far into it.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's just a job. Sometimes all the other specialties are taken, right? Maybe you had your sights set on neurosurgeon.
Proctology is what was there.
You didn't get the test scores for that, right? They didn't ask you to join the program for that. So instead, you're stuck looking in people's asses.
Could
be as simple as that.
A urologist, and you're doing snips for your career. And then maybe you do it. And it's got to be different for everybody. I'm curious about that. These are things I would never in my life want to discuss with the dentist while we're there. One, because you can't talk. I love that when they're trying to make conversations with you when your mouth's pried open.
With the hygienist.
How'd you get into this?
When you're there, you should mumble, because they're always asking you questions when your mouth's open. You can hardly answer, right? What you should do is you should say,
do you find me sexually attractive?
With that voice. With your mouth.
With the mouth hat and the drool. And here's Mr. Sucky that she puts right in your mouth and sucks all the drool out.
We always like write down notes here on the sheet for thing to get back to. I've always forgotten.
Did you just write that down?
I want to know what they really refer that. What's their term for Mr. Sucky? Or Sir Sucks a Lot.
Just call it Sucky Sucky.
I would think so. What's better than Mr. Sucky? Like, there can't be. What would a medical term
give me
for
a
that
little,
device be?
Sucky Sucky? That's probably what it is.
The sucker? Maybe it's just the sucker. The little sucker.
Man, that sucker.
Give me the little sucker.
The big one or the little one? Oh, the small one.
I always need the big one.
Yeah, he's a big drooler.
We got Timmy Hall here today. We need the big one because he's well hydrated.
He's a big drooler. He's
glistening.
Anyway, what did I say? Oh, it's too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
And Ted's here. How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Good. I saw, by the way, speaking of Tress, who is the lieutenant governor of this state.
Yeah, yeah, we've known that.
Did you see the former lieutenant governor, I think, of Virginia?
No, I ain't seen
killed his wife and killed himself today?
I ain't seen that
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, bad
been
stuff.
In the studio too long.
I'll tell you, I don't know why I brought it up.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about the family that tragically died on the highway too? Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, I don't know why I brought it up.
Horrible.
Sorry about that. Let's
my God.
Let's reverse.
Trying to have
let's
a
go, let's go
trying
back.
To have a I was having a good day, you know?
I'm sorry.
Fun day. And then the voice came back.
Well,
told me to go to Minnesota.
We got jackets news today because they had a little press availability. Rick Bonus was there. He's coming back for another year. We will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Beware of an accident on 17th Avenue at Woodland Avenue. Police on the scene. Beware of delays. The entrance ramp has closed on 670 westbound on ramp from Grandview Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and family, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NITSA, and ODP. P.S. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Hello, it's Joe.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Chances of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy and warm with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s. And then for Friday, another mostly sunny day with highs in the low 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Do you see what's going on here?
What's the matter with you?
Do you see this? There's blood. Is there not blood coming out of my eyeball right now?
I can't see it.
You can't see it?
Well, it's dark.
Well, I can feel a little liquid goo starting to develop, and I
first of all, it's not coming out of your eyeball.
All right, we've established that it's my eyebrow. I get it. It's going to drip into my eye, though. Jeez,
you have a little Band-Aid? Put a little Band-Aid on it.
Well, do I have a little Band-Aid right with me right here? I have to go to the first aid kit.
I just don't know why you go get something lanced off your face, and then Dr. Cassandra Melonhead doesn't say.
She did.
Take a little Band-Aid while you leave.
She told me to have some gauze with me in the event that this happened, but I don't have it in my pocket right now.
Here, take the...
You can get me a tissue?
Take a Kleenex.
You can give me a little Kleenex?
I always use the name brand. I always say Kleenex with that. I don't say tissue.
I understand that. We do that with a lot of other things. I don't know if anything's got that locked up more than Kleenex. Of all the
in the
items,
South, it's Coke.
Yes. So
I'll take a
what
Coke.
Kind of Coke
what
would
kind?
You like?
Sprite.
Right. They have Coke and they have sweet tea. That's all they have in the South.
And they have
the two drinks.
Diabetes.
Yes, they do. I got to tell you, though, we have a lot of that up here as well.
How you doing over there, Ted? All right?
Still doing good.
Yeah? Who's doing traffic today?
Our guy, Manju.
Manju?
Yeah.
Scraping the bottom barrel today, huh?
Well, why would you say that? Why would he do that?
What number are we on?
Someone that's working, you know, on a part of our show, and you just take them and... kick him right in the donkey.
I haven't heard this person before. Have they done it before?
No, but I guess it's what happens. You know, Nicole takes a long vacation.
Uh-huh.
And then
Eddie Zellick falls down.
Eddie had to work in the morning. And then we've had Heather on before.
Yeah, I remember Heather.
Yeah. But now we got Manju.
Manju. Yes.
Manju.
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 Play that board game. Sometimes you end up in it.
I right? said Jumanji.
Oh.
Those
they got a new one of those coming out. They just keep recycling.
Are we on the
those.
Third one now with Kevin Hart and
the
Rock?
New ones, yeah.
Would that
I think
be
they
the
have
third
a,
one.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a little tribute to Robin Williams in it, I believe.
See that movie, that the original, that was a great flick. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it scared me. I guess at the time that I saw that, I was still a kid. And those drums, I heard those drums.
Was that
scared the bleep out of me?
Bonnie Hunt?
Yeah.
Is that who was with Robin Williams?
Robin, yeah. Bonnie Hunt. That was Kirsten Dunst, wasn't it?
I want to say yes. She
the
was
young
the,
girl.
She
in the
was
movie?
The kid.
David Alan Greer was
and,
the cop.
And Sidney Poitier.
Of course.
Of course. Sidney Poitier.
I thought that was David Alan Greer, but that was Sidney
and
Poitier.
And Ike Hilliard was also in it.
Ike. Boy, what happened to Ike?
He was the fight choreographer. I think Ike just got a new job.
He should.
I think he just got a new job.
Tried to scapegoat him there for all the problems
he's
in Atlanta.
Be Rick Bonus's number one grade A good time
Let's
assistant.
Bring him
so,
here.
Bones is back. Press availability today. They've agreed to a new contract for next season. I haven't seen a length on it. It just says agreed to a contract for next season. It could be as simple as a one-year deal. Who the hell knows? But here is Rick Bonus talking about changing the culture.
Now when I go after them in October and November, I can tell them, you can't do this in March and April like we talked about last year because we're going through this tough spell. And I'm trying to tell them, you can't do this and you're not going to get away with it in the playoffs. Well, now I have a reference point to them and I can go to them in October and I can go to them in November. That's the stuff that hurts us in March and April that you will not get away with then and you will not get away with when we're in the playoffs. So that helps. So that seed has been planted.
I think you should take it a step further. I think you call these guys daily. You send them text messages just taunting them. Just saying, you get ready.
I also think that
for October.
I also think that a good move to sort of shake things up would be to have them in a meeting and then gather their phones to see what they're actually up to.
I agree.
In their
start with Fantilli's phone too.
Yes, pick the youngest. You
By
know,
the way, it's quite the
hottest
thing
up and coming player.
Look over at you and just see you wiping off blood from your face. Trying to do a radio show here and. You're oozing blood and pus.
What do you want me
nothing,
to do?
Nothing.
I told you.
Here is.
I'm a broken man.
I know
okay.
You are.
And the other thing.
We'll
that,
get somebody else to fill
the,
in for
the
you.
Other thing
Let's have Jumanji do it.
This is what broke me down today. I've got my teeth are in pain. I went and got this thing lanced off my face.
And you and Fishy
They've
should
got,
just crawl up
we should,
and die.
We should. I feel like a broken person. And then to make matters worse, like you're at the dermatologist, so they have the bright lights. They're shining on your face. They have the ring light there on you. And I'm looking in the little mirror that they got on the table to like check afterwards, and I just notice what an ugly man I really am. I'm a disaster. I could see I hadn't shaved yet. I could see the hairs growing out of my other moles.
I tell you this every day.
All my other moles
on
my face.
Every day I tell you how ugly you are.
Wondering, you know, when did this one appear? When did that one appear? How can anybody love me? Can anyone ever find me attractive?
First of all.
Probably not.
No one does.
I don't think so.
Second of all, I told you when I got my glasses and I could see clearly for the first time how disgusting you were.
I can see clearly now.
I told you about the mole.
What am I supposed to... Okay. Okay, so what do I do with that?
Radical reconstructive surgery. That's what you should do.
Go order myself a Tom Brady?
Here's, no, you can't suck in your face like that.
I want to suck my face in like that.
Here's more Mr. Sucky Sucky. Here is Rick Bonus on why he decided. Go ahead, dab your face. Dab your blood and pus. Rick Bonus on why he decided to come back next season.
There's a pretty good team here. And there is. And there's some really good pieces here. And I heard a lot of great things about the character of the players, and that's all been very, very true. They've been wonderful to work with. I really, really enjoy it. That's, as I've always said, that's the part of the coaching I missed the most, was the daily activity and working with the players. So, you know, we had some success early, and that made it a lot of fun, but it just scratched the itch a little bit more. And I'm very excited, and I want to be thankful to Don and the management and the ownership to give me this opportunity, because I am anxious to come back and finish the job that I came here to do, and that's to get the Columbus Blue Jackets in the playoffs.
I want to hear from Don Waddell now. Don Waddell, president, hockey ops, on why he decided to bring back Rick Bonus.
The body of work that I watched over the last second half of the season, 100%. We wouldn't be sitting here today announcing Rick if we didn't think that was the case. So, and I should mention, when we were signing Rick, obviously, Mike Priest, our president, and the McConnell family was very supportive. So everybody's on board of this, and I truly feel this is the right decision for this organization at this time.
We actually have another quote from Mike Priest as well. Here it is.
If you were a tree, what type of tree would you be?
Thanks, Mike. Sign the check.
You wondered what the terms of the deal were. It's just for next year. That's what we got so far.
Okay.
So 20, and that's not a surprise to me. I thought maybe it'd be a 2-year deal. Well, here's the thing though. If he starts off, you know, 6-12 next year, then it's an 18-game contract.
Have you met hockey coaches?
Yeah, that's all it would be.
They come and go. That's what we were talking about yesterday, where, you know, I think Nicole asked me, are you concerned about, you know, 71-year-old guy coming in being the long-term solution? And I said, he's not the long-term solution. He's the solution for right now.
Of course.
When it stops working, then he goes bye-bye and you bring in somebody else. But that's the nature of coaching positions in the NHL. These guys are interchangeable. They don't like to hear that, but it's true. Right now, what this team needs is an ass kicker.
And you know what? I understand, like, when you take the body of work from start to finish, his entire career as a head coach, you might want a better win-loss record, but you got to assess different situations, different teams that he was coaching. He's 331, 419, 48, and 42. But later in his career, from 2019 on, 208 wins, 130 losses, 0-39. Like, that's...
Well, it's fine. You know what I just heard from you?
I want the
blah,
guy.
Blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, gobbledygook.
Here's what you need to know. What he said after the loss the other night.
That's what I like.
That's what I want my coach to be on this team right now. Now, is that going to work forever? No, of course not. It was like Mike Singletary with the 49ers. Everybody's talking about, oh, he's going to revolutionize coaching.
I want winners.
He's an old school guy. He's taking his pants off during halftime.
Can't do it.
Right? And then he eventually became white noise. He was too much, and the players tuned him out, and it was time for him to go. And eventually, it will be time for Rick Bonus to go, but not now.
We had the same thing with Torts' style, right?
Yeah.
He's the most successful coach in this franchise's history. We had 4 of our 6 playoff runs in franchise history with him, and then it broke apart.
And it wasn't
going to come back because he'd already, you know, been here for a period of time. But for right now, I agree. I need that passion and that intensity to carry over through an offseason, because despite it falling apart down the stretch, all of the games that Bones coached them for, he had a successful stint. It was just a disaster the way they finished, and he clearly is not cool with it. No part of him
Good.
Is accepting of that. That's what we need to focus on, that the whole thing sucks, and we cannot have that anymore.
Let's also not pretend like we never had ball busters here. Because I heard somebody say that the other day. It's like, we've never had a coach like Rick Bonus. Like, what are you talking about? We've had him over the years. 25 years. We've had coaches like that. We had Tortorella. Hitchcock was a ball buster. We've had larger-than-life coaches come in here and try and turn things around. And the reality is no one's been able to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if Rick Bonus can run it back. And if I'm one of these players, and by the way, you know if he's talking about you or not. You know if you're on his good side or not. And he's already saying, like, I can't wait to get my hands on you in September and October. Well, get ready. You better bring your A game if you're even going to be here, because I think Don Waddell has some off-season stuff to work on.
There's plenty of off-season stuff to work on, but for those who stay, I mean, Z said it, you know, when he was kind of defending the locker room about the comment, it was kind of two-sided, where I appreciate his passion, but there's guys that care. Like he said, we don't like losing. We do need to learn how to win. That's very, very telling, especially okay. coming from a guy like Zach Werenski, who just won the gold medal with Team USA. You got to find a way to let that spread to the other guys.
Here's
and
what
affect
I'd love.
Them in a good way. Charlie Coyle, too, if he's around.
I would love Zach Werenski. I don't think he's this type of player, and it's okay if he's not. But I would love Zach Werenski to get on the phone to Don Waddell and Rick Bonus and say, hey, I want to be the captain of this team next year. And if I'm not, I'm not showing up to camp. I want him to take that type of control.
Grab it by the balls.
Grab it. Right? I don't want the coach to have to approach and say, well, what do you think about being a captain on this team? No, I want you to grab the brass ring.
Tell me why.
Yes.
Tell me why.
If I'm not captain,
after what just happened,
I don't want to be here. That's my job, and I want it. All right, Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on 23 in both north and southbound lanes between 315 and Hawthorne Boulevard. Also, beware of an accident on the entrance ramp on 161 westbound on-ramp from New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now is how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Good to be with you guys.
Spring game on Saturday for the Buckeyes. We talk about what the Buckeyes need to do to, you know, get back in the playoffs and contend for a national championship. Last season, first time starter Julian Sain, we can critique, you know, how he played against Michigan. We can critique how he played down the stretch in the playoffs. But the reality is he was sitting in New York City as a Heisman finalist. Do you expect to see him there again after the season's over?
I think if he gets some, you know, protection in better game, in bigger games, I think that certainly is a possibility. I mean, Julian played really well for, you know, a guy who was a first year starter. You know, obviously came in with a lot of attention, but we didn't know how he was going to perform. And I think, again, you play the schedule that you're dealt, and they were not tested very much through the first few months of the season. And again, he's going to get judged by how he performs in the big game, just like Jeremiah Smith and the rest of the Buckeyes will. And the beauty of this year's schedule, I don't know if Ohio State fans are looking at it this way, but the beauty of it is that they're going to be tested a lot more. So we're going to know a lot more about where Julian stacks up with the best players in the country, because they're going to be playing against some of the best players in the country earlier in the season.
Adam, a great thing that Ohio State saw last year. It's one thing when you've got the passing game and you got a guy like Jeremiah Smith, but if you can strike with a running back as a true freshman like they did with Bo Jackson, man, I mean, they've been able to enjoy that from some guys in the past. How big of a step do you think he's going to take as a sophomore? We haven't gotten to see him in the spring. This has been a big month or two for his development, and he's been injured.
Right, and I think, you know, he's obviously on track to be fine for the season, but I'm really excited to watch him. You know, I went to a practice, you know, around this time last year, a little bit earlier in the spring, and Carlos Lachlan, the running backs coach, you know, pointed to Bo and said, you know, that's the guy to watch. They were already excited about his potential back then, and, you know, now having another full off season in the program, obviously working his way back to get fully healthy, I think he's got real potential to, you know, give Ohio State another explosive weapon. And, you know, the thing is, they're always going to look to be balanced offensively with Ryan Day and now Arthur Smith calling plays. But it just never felt like they had an elite player at running back last year. Then I think that could certainly change with Bo's potential this season.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg. So, you know, spring game has worked a certain way for a long time. You go out there, it's a simulation, there's some real tackling, you can't really touch anybody, and it's really just a time for the fans to come out and, you know, enjoy the weather and take in the scenery and have some access to the team they normally wouldn't have. But the thing we've heard the last couple of years is that there's an appetite to scrimmage against another program and not just scrimmage against yourself. Do you think we'll wind up seeing that in the next few years?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the spring transfer portal not being in place, you know, would lend itself to, you know, more of a true spring game atmosphere. You're not worried about players showcasing their talents and then suddenly entering the portal, you know, where other teams are hovering. The flip side of that is that these are essentially professional athletes now. And so, you know, getting them to the season is the priority. And, you know, certainly it's football. It's a physical game. You have to hit here and there. But Ohio State, as you guys know, has made great investments in certainly its starters and even in some of its backups. And so to risk injury for a scrimmage that doesn't mean a whole lot is something that the coaches and everyone personnel-wise, Mark and everyone in the personnel staff are going to have to weigh. You know, just being at some schools this week in the Big 12, that's something that they're talking about. Is it worth it to, you know, put these guys out there and risk injury, because we've obviously put money and we're paying them to play during the season?
Adam, bigger picture topic here, because the chatter's been building and building, and I would throw, you got to throw some of the other sports into the mix here as well. When Michigan won a national championship in basketball, everybody's been pointing to the championships that the Big Ten Conference has won. They've got a string of success in football, and that's the biggest, most important in everybody's eyes. Where are you, though, with that battle between the Big Ten and the SEC? Is this conference really starting to spread its wings? Do you think it could leave a conference like the SEC in the dust? I don't know if it'll ever get there. How do you see it right now?
Well, I think the key here is what we've talked about on this show for years. And the Big Ten's problem is that for a long stretch, longer than it ever should have been, it really pinned its national championship hopes on one program, and that was Ohio State. And it wasn't populating that race the way that the SEC was. The SEC had a dominant program in Alabama, but then Georgia became a dominant program. LSU was always capable of winning a national title. They added programs in Texas and Oklahoma that had that capability. Texas A&M now has that capability, potentially, the way that they're investing. And so the real exciting thing for the Big Ten is that, you know, it's not just Ohio State. Michigan's won one. Now Indiana, unfathomably, has won one. Oregon is maybe that program that's on the cusp, the best program not to have won a national title, and they have maybe the best roster coming back in the conference. We'll see what happens at Michigan. Penn State, now with Matt Campbell, you know, they were in the national semifinal, a play or two away from being in the national title game just a few years ago. So I think that's the exciting thing for the Big Ten, especially the way that they've harnessed NIL and the portal with these large, wealthy alumni bases, many of whom are in the East Coast, in the power centers like New York and Boston and places like that. The SEC just doesn't have that. They have, you know, certainly individual wealthy alums, but the money at the very top is in the Big Ten because of these universities. And I think that's what you're seeing that's changed is, you know, yeah, Ohio State is always capable of winning a national title, but it's not all on their shoulders from a conference standpoint. And, you know, it's very possible, guys, we could be talking about four different Big Ten teams winning national titles in consecutive years if a team like Oregon can get it done in 2026.
All right, that's all well and good. Here's what we're really discussing behind the scenes. Are you a growing pains guy or a family ties guy?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think more growing pains. I think I was a little young for, you know, the peak of family ties. So I would say, growing pains with some of those characters, certainly memorable part of my childhood.
Did you also have a best friend named Boner?
I cannot say that I did. I think I probably called different best friends over the years Boner, but I don't think anyone, you know, is worthy of that nickname all to themselves.
All right, Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
I mean, you worked with a Boner for 12 years.
I mean,
you had one in your life.
Still friends with
a
Boner?
Yeah, he's still around. You guys know where to find him.
Yep. I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously. You're bleeding from the face.
I'm not.
You are.
I am again.
It's trickling down.
It's not.
It is.
I just went and sopped it up.
You're bleeding.
You're lying.
From the face.
What do you want me to do about it?
Distracting.
I'm here for you.
Just saying, the last couple days, it's been nothing behind the scenes, but I don't feel good. Now you're bleeding from the face. Can I ever get a normal day? Can I get a normal day with you?
I feel like you've had lots of normal days. And what do? I come in here. I suffer for my work. I play Pongy. We're doing whatever it takes. We're fighting through all the BS and the stuffy nose and everything.
It is far. It is gone. Sucking dirt.
There's no context there. I just wanted to play it.
We were having some fun. We have to get into this later on because there was a clip that I watched.
We'll do it next.
That just got me, and it got me thinking of 90s TV, and you and I were talking about some of our favorite sitcoms, and yeah, Family Ties.
Well, Family Ties was 80s TV, not 90s TV.
No, you're right. Family Ties was in the 80s, and then Growing Pains probably dipped into both, right? 80s and 90s?
Very early 90s. It was mostly 80s.
Anyway, we were talking about TV and our favorite shows, and something that I saw yesterday had me thinking about some things. That's
okay.
Right.
So we'll do that and more of blood and pus coming from Timmy's face.
Maybe some too hot later on.
Some pussy.
Maybe you could solder.
You want to spell pussy, Teddy? How do you spell that, Teddy?
Stop it.
How do you spell it?
P.
Use it in a sentence and then spell it. P. U. S.
Shut up. You just can't. Just can't carry on like this.
Okay. All right.
Who do you think you are? You're the common man, and I do's what I wants.
Which company's going to fire us? We don't have a home. We're not owned by anybody.
These men have no home.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We're not out of the woods just yet with problem areas. We have an ongoing accident on Hill-Jerome Road at Feder Road. Also beware of an accident on the entrance ramp on 161 westbound on ramp from New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement or are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
This spring, Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
So last night, Mike, I'm doom scrolling Instagram as you do, and hey, it wasn't all jiggling aces and smut and filth.
I mean, it was a little.
There was some comedy in there and some TV.
It was a little bit of that.
A little bit of something. But this time, what really had me cackling last night was a scene from Family Ties that is not supposed to be funny, but anytime I see Tom Hanks and he's doing his 80s thing, I'm thinking of Money Pit Tom Hanks. I'm thinking of Turner and Hooch Tom Hanks. What else? The Burbs Tom Hanks. That era where Splash, I mean, I could go on and on. He's got such a good, like, screaming cadence when he's really deep into Tom
There's
Hanks
a good
mode.
Screaming and almost cry screaming.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what it is.
It's great. So he has a guest appearance in an episode of Family Ties. And I'm super big fans of both these guys, but I admit now being a resident of Columbus for going on 15 years now, I need to go back and watch Family Ties because that's the one that we know of that was that big, a Columbus-based sitcom.
I need to
check out more of that, and the fact that Michael J. Fox is a star.
I mean, there wasn't a ton of references. Steven, the dad, worked at the local PBS television station.
There you go, at WOSU.
But sometimes they'd throw a phone number up there, and it would have the 614 area code.
Nice.
And they're like, yeah. But it's not like they were just, you know, like, hey, what are you doing? You want to go down to the city center?
The city center.
Go to the Levesque? Levesque Tower?
The Commons. Were the Commons even a thing?
No, the Commons weren't a thing.
Back in the mid-80s?
No.
What do you say?
That was where City Center was.
Do some short northing tonight.
No, nobody
North
was.
Market time.
In 1984?
No.
No one was doing any short northing.
No, of course not. It would have been more fun, right, if there was more call-outs. I did, from watching some clips, and I went kind of down a smaller wormhole just for Family Ties things. The decor in the home had me thinking that might be like a Victorian village, Italian village kind of spot, just with what their front room looked like.
I always thought that was more of a UA type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Maybe like a 60s house.
I thought that was older. I thought it was like more of a roaring 20s type of build.
Roaring 20s. Yes, that's right. they were doing
back
the Charleston.
Flapper girls. So anyway, this was sort of a promo that NBC would have done, letting people know like what this upcoming episode was going to be like when Tom Hanks, who plays
this is what they
an uncle,
used to sell it.
Yeah,
to
this
us.
Is what they were using to kind of tell you what was coming up on that episode that week. So take a listen.
Uncle Ed, don't do that. Hey, give me the.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone! What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
You get the hell out of my house.
It's the look.
They
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wilson. I mean, he still had it later in his career. I'm sorry, Wilson.
But it's the sha-la-la-la at the end of that. It's a dramatic. Sha-la-la. It's a dramatic clip, but it ends with that.
It's the end of their. They have a great theme song, right? That how did that one go? The what would you do, baby?
There you go. Ask and you shall receive, my friend. Is this the full version, Teddy?
They're only all 60 seconds long.
This is a duet too.
It should be your part, the dude part.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
This is longer than I thought it was.
And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us? Because there ain't no loving, we can't love each other through. What would we do, baby?
So they take that famous ending riff, and who's got like a nice little harmony like that, where it's just, you know, singing in tongues at the end of the theme song?
I want to say know anyone. After Family Ties, it was also...
That is Family Ties.
No, I know, but if you kept that going...
Okay.
At the end, wasn't that Sit Boo Boo Sit Good
yes,
Dog?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Sit Boo Boo Sit. Good dog. Oh,
what was
not
boy,
boo-boo.
Extra
U-boo.
Credit if you U-boo. Can get the production
not
company.
Ubu?
Ubu.
Ubu.
Yeah.
Oop?
Sit Ubu?
Yeah.
So what was it Ubu Productions
yeah.
or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Not Boo Boo.
All right.
Hey,
so,
Boo Boo, you get a pick in a basket.
Exactly.
So here's where my mind went, okay? Like this is where my mind, my sixth sense of humor went after this. So that had me cackling. I don't know. It was the sha-la-la-la. Like that just...
Of course, it was out of place.
It got me... I wasn't expecting that. You have the slow motion. Michael J. Fox gets hit so hard, he falls in between the couch and the coffee table. And you can hear in that clip we played, they're slowing it down, the audio and the video.
I don't know.
And
I don't know what I'm doing.
And the dad, what's his name? Steven?
Steven.
Michael Gross, he's just... You get the hell out of my house. Sha-la-la-la. And so I wondered, what would it maybe sound like if we gave the sha-la-la-la treatment to some of the lowest sports moments throughout recent history. So I started to throw that in there.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Makes everything better, doesn't it? I like that.
It's just sort of it picks you up, but you know something just happened.
Look down at my phone, and all of a sudden, boom.
Is that good?
I just keep you down here with us, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president.
Tiger gets arrested for DUI.
Tiger on the dash cam.
I like it. Hey, Tom Brady's meal ticket has been revoked. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at an 18-minute drive if you're on 670 westbound from 270, 62 to 70. And if you're on the south side of 71, headed southbound from 7315 to Madison Fayette County Line, you're looking at a 26-minute drive. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment rattles from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at MurphyTractor.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets have their guy. This afternoon, the CBJ and Rick Bonus made it official that they reached an agreement on a deal to keep Bonus as head coach through the 2026-27 season. Here's Bonus on remaining head coach of the Blue Jackets.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
The Blue Jackets went 21-11-5 when Bonus stepped in as head coach in January. In baseball, the Reds were shut out by the Giants this afternoon, 3-0 in their series finale. Cincinnati will be in Minnesota this weekend. And later tonight, the Guardians are at home taking on the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:10. This update sponsored by Jermaine Toyota. For unbeatable service and sales, visit Jermaine Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road or online at JermaineToyota.net.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
That didn't sound like Rick Bonus.
How do you work like this, Reimer? I mean, that
didn't sound like him.
That one takes the taco so far. You planted it in Reimer's. I thought that was sort of a line right there.
I'm going to put it in Rothman and Ice at some point.
He told him he has AIDS, Reimer.
He told him
that he has AIDS. He didn't even know it.
Shout out to the Blue Jackets for giving us some audio. Good audio today.
Absolutely.
They want to go out and get a f***ing job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a f***ing living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The f***ing playground for the
makes everything better, doesn't
Lee
it?
Lee Elia.
Makes everything
for
better.
You. Didn't you have a t-shirt that said Playground?
Playground for the CSers.
I did. You didn't wear that to school, did you?
I'm going
to
wear that with my Walker Says I Have AIDS hat. Which, by the way, I still have not gotten.
I don't know if that's the hat. I think we need to go more like into the weeds for the fans of the clip. Like, that's little visitor to
you.
Well,
that's fine, but what I'm saying is I bought...
How you doing, little partner?
That hat off of Etsy. I have still not received it.
You actually bought a Walker Told Me I Have AIDS hat.
Yes, I did. And I want you to put on your ass man hat, and I'll put on that hat. You can put on your Redskins retro jacket, too. We can go to the Sam's Club, and you can walk around like, ooh!
Jesus Christ.
How many people can we offend?
You are fired.
I did take a banned substance, and... you know, for that, I'm very sorry and deeply regretful. And although it was a culture back then and Major League Baseball overall was very...
Teddy, I'm done for the day. I'm done for the day.
So, how about those Dolphins? Sha-la-la-la.
That's the most important rule. That's the rule that goes to the integrity and to the authenticity of the game. So why would you violate it?
Well, I wish I could answer that question, but I just can't. I was wrong. I just stupid. Worst thing I ever did in my life.
Pistol Pete?
Uh-huh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
Tom Brady's got the, we'll make some more. Tom Brady's got some flag football league that he's starting up.
I don't care.
I know, but what I'm about to tell you.
It's stupid.
Is that the flag football league that he had going was backed by the Saudis.
Flag football. flag football. You're really going to the Hamptons. We already played the Tom Brenneman. God. You stupid idiot.
You stop.
What is your face?
Why don't you go dab your pussy face again?
You're going to make me bleed. You're going
to
make me
I ain't
me
got time
bleed
to bleed.
Right from the eyeball.
Teddy, are you pumping nitrous into this studio?
I must be.
What's the matter with you?
What's going on today?
What's the matter with you?
Holy smokes.
All right, anyway. The Saudis have pulled all the funding from the Tom Brady flag football experiment.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looks like they're also, at some point, going to do the same to live golf.
Yeah, so yesterday.
Because they got the big war there in the,
right,
in well, the region with the.
So yesterday, their suits were in Manhattan and they came out of that still with a golf league and they're down in Mexico City this week.
You're going to have to take a break.
And all those stupid suckers are going to play in their right, stupid on, golf league.
Come on now. Stop.
For one more week or stop. Two more tournaments. Who knows?
This is a good one. Okay? We're going to get back on track now. Clear your mind.
Is this
Teddy, same with you over there. All right? Because I see you cackling over there, too. Let's be professional.
What are we chopping off this time?
Okay. This is from TMZ.
Oh, good.
RFK Jr. Sounds like a bizarro Dr. Doolittle because he once.
Oh, he Doolittle.
Chopped off a dead raccoon's penis. President Trump's Secretary of Health and Human Services has a new biography out written by Isabel Vincent containing a journal entry of him recalling a strange interaction with some roadkill. In RFK Jr., The Fall and Rise, there's a passage from RFK Jr.'s journal that reads, quote, I was standing in front of my parked car on I-684, cutting the penis out of a road-killed raccoon, thinking about how weird some of my family members have turned out to be. Yes. Mm. RFK Jr.'s brother Douglas Kennedy and cousin Bobby Shriver are the family weirdos. Anyways, RFK Jr. had his kids in the car patiently waiting as he chopped off the raccoon's sexual organs for further study.
Who among us?
RFK Jr. is going for the hat trick here. He's also had some strange encounters with a dead bear and a dead whale.
It says he's long had a fascination for animal bodies, especially those he finds dead. What would he have done if he saw that dead deer?
Yeah, he should hook up with that guy.
he wouldn't. What if he study it?
What if he saw Jim Bob Cooter on the side of the road going to town with a fawn? Then what would have happened?
Listener fawn?
No.
Oh, a fawn.
No, sorry, fawn. A fawn.
A fawn.
That wimpy deer? Yes, that. He said, I'd like to pick up some of these dead seagulls for my skull collection. This guy is in office?
Man, Fishy picked a hell of a day to be out of the office today, didn't he?
You picked a hell of a day to quit sniffing glue. sniffing.
I started.
Yeah.
I didn't quit it.
Something's.
Okay.
Mikey, go pee-pee.
Are we done now, Teddy?
Oh, wait.
No.
Wait, Teddy.
What?
I have something for you.
Oh, okay.
What do you feel the need? The need for speed?
What?
Did you see?
What? No.
Top Gun 3 officially in the works.
Ooh.
And Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell is back. Tom Cruise is back.
He'd have to be back, or I, you know,
I wouldn't watch either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I might watch it.
I mean, they probably could do some more storylines, but
with the other guys.
It seems like the three here. How many billions did they miss out on going that long between the first one and the second one when you take a look at some of the other franchises that are out there?
Yeah.
I understand the less is more take. I do respect it. That made Top Gun 2 Maverick that much better when it came out, but I'm very excited about that. I know we'd heard some things, but just saw that on page 6 today.
That's awesome.
Officially in the works, and Tom Cruise is in on it. I know you're happy about that, Mike.
Can we do some Too Hot coming up next? Can you save this show?
Yeah, we'll save it. Okay. Too Hot.
Save it. Play audio from other shows that are actually professional. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Beware of a disabled vehicle that has the left lane blocked on the north side of 71 northbound at Morris Road. There's also a 21-minute commute with a 9-minute delay on the north side of 71 northbound from 70 to Polaris Parkway. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. New crispy chicken crunch wrap sliders at Taco Bell with all white meat nuggets and your choice of creamy chipotle or jalapeno honey mustard inside. One's a snack, more's a meal. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time while supplies last. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Resident gambling degenerates Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We could see a thunderstorm early tonight across central Ohio, and then skies clear. Goes dry overnight into Friday morning. Friday looks great. A lot of sunshine and high temps at about 82 degrees. On Saturday, it starts dry and sunny in the morning, and then clouds increase with a strong cold front coming in the afternoon hours, and an 80% chance of a line of rain. Even two or three strong to severe thunderstorms not out of the question, and highs in the 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, April's the perfect time to reset your home for the long run, and Universal Windows Direct makes that decision easy. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit.
Oh, baby.
If you need 100 windows, you only pay for 50. Plus, you'll get 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two whole years.
And
a $500 bonus off your home improvement project, so you have the buy two, get two free.
You get the
no payments, no interest for 2 years, and $500 bonus. How about that?
I don't know what to say.
Rick Bonus comes to your house, and he's the one who seals up all the windows for you.
Because he's here now.
Call for your free estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be safe.
Well done.
Thank you.
Wonder how long that's going to be here.
I don't know. We have a tendency to
we can play
get obsessed
it out.
With yep. things, don't we?
Yep.
Yep, we do. All right, too hot time. Come on.
Too hot.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
Teddy curates audio for us. We've never heard it before. Then we respond. What do you got to start with, Teddy?
All right. Looking around here, I think I'm going to start. I got a T-Bone and Tyvus.
T-Bone
cut.
And Tyvus.
Oh,
yeah.
T-Bone and Tyvus. I couldn't believe you picked them to start.
Yeah, and did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, Tyvus is doing the analyst work on Big Ten Network this weekend for the Ohio State spring game.
I did not know that.
This is at least year two of him doing that.
And
right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he was down there doing that last year.
Okay. Well, anyway, T-Bone was trying to help him out, preparing for it, and doing a little practice play-by-play and having him react to the play. So,
oh, boy.
Let's give a listen to those guys doing a little sample for practice to help Tyvus out.
Second down and 10. Julian Sain rolls back, looks, fires across. Chris Henry Jr. tiptoes in the sideline. 8-yard completion. That'll move the sticks. No, it won't. It was second and 10, whatever I said. Anyway, that's a good catch there. What do you think, Tyvus Powell?
That's actually really good by you, first of all.
It wasn't. It was terrible. Stop. That was terrible.
Chris Henry Jr. is a guy who's a highly touted guy. You know, he's got a 5-star receiver. We're looking to see him make a lot of plays this year. You talk about how deep this wide receiver room is. Ryan Day spoke on it. This is probably the deepest wide receiver room it's been in quite some time. Obviously, you're losing Carnell Tate on the opposite side, so that other wide receiver spot is open, and Chris Henry Jr. making plays like that is given a reason why he deserves to play in the fall.
Mm. See, that's good.
We missed the whole next play.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, wow, that was a crazy play there, because that was a pick six.
Everything that they did before and after
sucked.
The trial was fine.
No,
but the actual play-by-play clip and Tyvus's reaction to it, subpar. You're not going to be calling games for Ion, Tyvus.
I didn't like that one bit.
If you sound like that, that is not the Tyvus Powell that I sign up for. I don't know who that was.
You got to sign up for the full Tyvus experience. You can't be like somebody else. That was him trying to be polished and buttoned up.
It's too quiet.
You got to be Tyvus. You got let me tell you something about Chris Henry. And then fill in whatever you want to do.
And fill in the cracks and gaps.
After
that.
Go ahead.
Although T-Bone trying to do the little broadcaster twang and then starting off at 2nd and 10, that's an 8-yard reception and that'll move the sticks.
Well, there was a penalty as well.
I forgot my own magical play-by-play.
What else you got, Teddy?
All right, on Bishop and Friends, Joshua Perry, he filled in a little bit this week with the guys, and he was telling a story about his son, and his son wanted a popsicle. They
Bootsy?
Gave him
Beamsy?
No, this is Joshua Perry's son.
Oh.
Yeah, not Bootsy or Beamsy or
James.
Yeah, so Joshua was telling the story. Son had a popsicle, and apparently he wanted a second one, and then there was a little disagreement here.
Yesterday, gave my son a popsicle. He enjoyed it. He wanted another one. Sure. No, it was the answer to the second one. So 30 minutes, he's in a meltdown. And so then my wife comes down the stairs, and she was like, oh, was daddy being mean to you?
No!
And hold on. James goes, he just turned 2, by the way. He goes, that's not my daddy. She said, what? And he's like, not my dad. She said, who is that? He goes, Joshua. Awesome. Then he goes, I want a brand new dad. I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
And he's 2?
He's 2.
Oh, buddy.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
You are in for it.
I'm in for it.
I think it's time for Uncle Adrian Peterson to come over.
Stop it. It's a 2-year-old. He's 2.
That kid's got a mouth on him.
He does have a.
We need to put an end to that.
He does have a mouth on him.
We need to put an end to that.
Maybe there's some kind of like kid trade-in center we can swap, whatever. Uh-huh. Or maybe do a little brainwashing so we get that out of there.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
You can't have that. You can't be talking to me that way. That does remind me of the time where we were driving back from a trip to Virginia. This was just me and Jack. Sarah had to work a weekend, so she stayed here. And we all know that there's like a time limit that you've got in the car with your little ones. Jack was probably 2 at this point in time as well. So really just in the muck as a parent. Like, that is, it's kind of the worst of both worlds, where they're not grown up enough to take care of themselves at all, but they can walk and run around wherever they want to go.
And for some reason, when
they piss and crap
most people have a 2-year-old,
well,
they look at their significant other and say, want to do it again?
I don't understand
I
that
don't
at
understand
all.
It either. So
that's
you
a
and
good,
I were,
that's a great point.
You and I were smart enough to say, never again. Never.
We were, I mean, I assume Kristen was on the same page with you. Sarah and I were absolutely on the same page. It was no like, oh, she really wants one, but I'm like, why don't we feel this out first? We were both like, dear God, we can't ever do this again. And yeah, when they're that age, they're at their worst. So we're on our way back and we're getting like Pickerington is probably 25 miles ahead. And there's not a whole lot of exit stops there on that stretch of I-70, you know, when you get past Zanesville and are heading in. And he is just starting to completely melt down. It's almost Chernobyl style. And he's yelling at me back there. He starts to scream. At first it started like crying and then it turned to screaming. And then he's eventually just yelling at me saying that I'm a bad dad. He's just calling me bad dad. You're a bad, bad, bad daddy. And then finally we got somewhere near town. I knew he had to go to the bathroom. We stopped, but the bathrooms were closed. So he just peed on some brick wall somewhere. I don't know where we were, but whoever's brick wall that was,
what?
I'm really sorry.
12 years after the fact?
There was nothing. And Joshua, congratulations on that national championship. It was a really great deal.
Joshua, congratulations on the birth of your child.
Sha-la-la-la.
All right, give me another one, Teddy.
Too hot.
All right. I'm going to go to the weekend shows here for this next one. A little Sports Sunday.
We have them?
Yeah, Sports Sunday. And our guy Rhyme Time was on with Cole. And I found out basically how Rhyme Time is our college basketball expert.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
there's a reason behind
you heard
this.
You heard it correctly.
Because, you know, well, let's give this a listen. All right.
Isaiah is the one who took it the farthest. He was a college athlete. He played lacrosse at the University of Indianapolis.
I was too.
That does not count.
Whoa. Why?
Playing basketball at a branch campus?
I played NAIA teams.
I thought you were going to say I received NIL.
That's what I thought you were going to say, too. I was going to say
I said L?
From no. Who? I play college basketball for OU Lancaster. You cannot say I played college basketball.
Why? We played 20-minute halves like they do.
Did you run actual plays?
I mean, baseline out-of-bounds plays, yes.
Did you have team lifting?
On our own.
That's not team lifting.
Which I was doing that. I don't know about anybody else.
You did not play college basketball.
I can do that to my former teammates because they mess with me a lot, so I'll do that to them.
My former, oh yeah, when me and the teammates get back together to reminisce about that big game against Chaminade in the NAIA. Yeah. Okay.
I like it, Rhyme Time.
Yeah.
10 years from now, you can tell your daughter you were in the NBA if you want.
This show.
Was that on the AM?
Emanates from this same studio. Why did it sound like you went and got that reception from space?
Yeah,
It was sent to me.
Was that on the Artemis?
Yeah, I was wondering if the Artemis astronauts were listening to the show and they sent back the feed that they received.
No,
for
I know
you to play on
the bigger
here.
Conversation is Reimer saying that he played college basketball.
Yeah,
but for me, it's the quality of that cut
that I was
not pleased with at all.
What about we're not pleased with the quality? It's a quality item, though. What about the college basketball? I say college basketball is college basketball. There are many, many different levels of it, but technically he did play some college basketball. Branch campus, absolutely. The loose cannon is right, but Jacob Reimer played him some college basketball. I'll give him that at the very least.
I'm not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go play intramurals, brother.
It's pretty much what it is.
It's OU Chillicothe.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Lancaster,
it's sorry.
Division I football.
Who's bigger, Lancaster or Chillicothe?
Lancaster.
So he played for the big boy. Well, there you go. We had Zanesville. Hello.
Chillicothe was first
Southern,
capital.
Eastern, Chillicothe, and Lancaster. for the OU branch classes or branch campuses.
Did you know that?
No.
Chillicothe was the first capital of the state of Ohio?
Oh, that. Yeah, I might have been somewhere in there. But I don't know if I would have gotten that off the spot.
May have been somewhere in the... In the old brain there.
Rattling around. The old noodle.
That's right. I got some food news for you. Some cheeseburger news for you. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for that ongoing accident on Heal Your Own Road at Fetter Road. Police on the scene, beware of delays, but you have a 3-minute commute on 33 westbound from 270 to 161 Post Road. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they're put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NITSA, and ODPS. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify Wrapped list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Figured out another reason why the show has just been completely... It was derailed from the beginning. I had a late lunch today. You said that I was like T-Bone because I had a lunch around 1:30 because I my stomach was wrong this morning. It was just a mess.
The amount of
an
times...
An absolute physical mess
I worked
right
with
now.
That man. And he'd look over at me and say, oh, I feel lightheaded. Oh, I didn't eat anything all day today at 2 o'clock.
I know.
I forgot.
I was always at my desk.
And then he'd eat 11,000 calories in one sitting.
Window every day.
I've never forgotten to eat anything. I've not had time to eat, but then I'm thinking about it the entire time.
Yeah.
When am I going to get lunch? When am I going to have some lunch? Why did they schedule this meeting in this time spot? This is the worst meeting ever. Give me some lunch.
With my situation today, I wasn't... Have you ever had days where you're just not sure if you want to have lunch? That's where I was. My stomach was upset this morning, and so I didn't want to eat at 11 o'clock, 11:30 before I came in. And then by the time a couple hours went by, I started to get a little bit hungry. And I felt that I wanted to get something in my system. Nothing too crazy. Just a regular Chick-fil-A sandwich and a medium waffle fry. That's it. Just a smallish thing. So I ordered that up on the app. Surely there was no reward in there to speak of. Why would I get a reward? Dave Holmes gets to be in the red club.
You don't go there enough. Dave Holmes eats there every day.
Hey.
And he's got red hair. Hey. He's a communist. He's red, red, red.
There's no way he could be a Soviet. There's no way he ate there every day. And I, you know, for as far as a Chick-fil-A fan goes, I'd say I did my part. I did more than my part. I was probably up to about a meal or two per week at some point. I think that garners some rewards.
You should be grandfathered in to a tier status.
I think so. So anyway, I went over there and it was fairly busy, but they've got that thing down to a science. If you've been to that Grandview location, it's double-sided, right? So... I think I do my part by already coming prepared. I make my order in the app. So when I get up to their service member, I just say my name. I say, hey, what would you like today? They're holding a gun at me. So please make it look like I'm doing a good job. I'm like, oh, I'm Timothy H. It should be an app order. Okay, just follow this car and slot right in. So with the double line thing, you don't necessarily go every other car. You listen to the instruction. That's it.
Well,
they said follow the red Toyota.
Other people don't. they just cut ahead, keep going.
I'm sorry.
You're a good, clean boy.
I'm sorry. I play by the rules of society.
I do the same thing, too. I have no problem with you. So, but I can already tell where this story's going.
You know that I am pro-honk. You can do a little honk. People are reluctantly crouched at the starting line, and they're reluctant to honk.
Cake.
But if you feel you must and you're within your right, if someone's asleep at a green light, please, by all means, perfectly sane place to but start with that and then give a little but, like, get them going. Everyone's trying to move. I'm in a drive-through. The guy behind me has no idea what my rules of engagement are. I was told to follow this car. I'm not some idiot that doesn't know how to do a double lane. If it was every other car, I would have taken my chance. Don't you think? When three cars went by, clearly he must have been told something. He gave me a 3-second honk. I looked back, and he was in some tiny ween giant truck. And he immediately looked down and just was on his phone.
You gave him the stink eye, and then...
I rolled the window down and gave the little hand, like, got it, buddy, you know? Mind your business, buddy. I'm following rules.
But then he didn't follow up. He put his eyes down.
There's no way for me to, you know, get the message to him. I'm not going to get out of my car like a lunatic. But, I wanted to murder the guy.
Today would have been the day to do that, because you're bleeding from the eye. He doesn't know why. You could have been in another knife fight right before you got into the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line. This guy's crazy. I'm so sorry that I honked at him.
I can't tell you how mad that made me, getting honked at for following the exact letter of the law.
I'm with you, man.
The way that society told me to behave.
There's a chance that guy is listening right now, and he knows who he is.
And he honked at me.
I hope you dropped dead.
And my God, I was seeing red.
Right, here's some.
I hope his food sucked.
Chevelle. Here's some burger news for you. McDonald's is seeing everything Wendy's is doing, and they're closing all their restaurants, and they've made their menu too big, and McDonald's is saying, hold my beer, we're going to do that too, because they're going to start selling refreshers and crafted sodas nationwide next month. The new offerings will appear on menus in May, while the fast food giant will also introduce energy drinks later this year.
Oh, please.
Yes, they're going to do...
Come on.
They're going to do spicy Sprite. They're going to do...
Is that an energy drink, or is that what you were referring to as the refreshers? What is the refresher?
Just Tyvus watches on his Fire Stick.
No.
Spicy Sprite and the refreshers.
That sounds like an 80s band that might have opened for Devo.
McDonald's plans to undercut competitors such as Starbucks. You're not going to. The people who go to Starbucks. They're not going to come to you.
What about dirty sodas? Are we trying to do that too?
Just do what you do best. Make your fries hot and fresh. Give people what they order at a reasonable price. No one cares about the spicy Sprite.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
The fast food landscape is littered with errors like this, and yet the companies just continue to make them.
You know who can do that? Sprite can do that. Sprite wants to distribute some of their specialty soft drinks to the convenience stores and to grocery stores out there. Then you're gonna put that out. You got the cranberry flavor. Like, I know LeBron had his flavor.
Krispy Kreme debacle all over again.
Hey, how'd that work out?
That was an unmitigated disaster.
It worked out a lot worse for Krispy Kreme.
It was terrible for both of them.
Conglomerate, they can withstand it, but it was just a bad idea. Let's get less fresh and delicious Krispy Kreme donuts, then you can just get them in their actual shop. Let's see how that goes.
Here's another stupid story. International research and data analytics company YouGov, not to be confused with
WeGov,
the website that I use at night that also starts with U, recently analyzed U.S. restaurant brand rankings to determine where diners can find the best menu items across major categories, from burgers and fries to sandwiches, tacos, even coffee. Well, the best burger in the U.S., they say, fast food Burger. And the headline is, it's not McDonald's, it's not Wendy's, and it's not Burger King. The best fast food burger is?
Eh?
Five Guys.
What?
Which,
okay.
Looky here.
How many times do we have to have this conversation?
I don't know why we have to keep having this conversation. It's a different category completely.
It costs upwards of $15.
The price point
to get
is
yourself
different.
An original burger.
The mode of accessibility, that too, is different. There's no drive-through. At
most
Five
locations
Guys,
don't have drive-thrus, correct?
It's made to order. You got to sit there for a while and eat the peanuts. It's not the same thing. Look, there's room for both. It's a separate category. Just like...
Separate knob.
You got your steakhouses, right? You got your top of the line, like Hyde Park.
Yes, and then you got Longhorn Steakhouse.
Right, but that's not the same thing.
You got Outback Steakhouse.
Those are two different tiers.
What other steakhouses we got out there?
You got your Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
You got
that's
that?
Right. I have not been to one of those mid-tier steakhouses.
I like a Longhorn.
In a
it's
long,
good.
Long time. It you was like Outback the last time I went to one.
You like a popcorn shrimp?
Like a popcorn shrimp?
What the hell did I just ask him, Teddy? Was that an offensive question?
I'm made out of popcorn shrimp.
Oh, okay. So that means
know
yes.
Know who you're talking to, buddy.
You invented popcorn shrimp.
I put the old country buffet in Northern Virginia out of business.
That's how much you like popcorn
because they
shrimp.
Couldn't recover. I mean, you'd think that they would stay in business because I loved the popcorn shrimp so much, but I loved it so much that I was like the Tasmanian devil when it was popcorn shrimp night. I damaged the restaurant.
Well, Longhorn
they couldn't stay.
Has a delicious popcorn shrimp. I forget what they call it. It's not called popcorn shrimp, but it's an appetizer, and they fry up little shrimps. It comes with a spicy sauce, and they also fry up like some peppers, some pickled peppers
yeah.
with it too. It's delicious.
I love the sound
I
of that.
I hope Longhorn delivers some to us. I am a whore for free shrimp.
I could go for a nice $25 steak meal. Is that about what you think you can get there? It's got a strip.
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while now. You used to be able to get in and out of there for maybe $16 a steak if you're getting like a sirloin or something like that.
I bet
but
we could do that.
With 2026 prices, I don't know if that's still the deal, Timmy.
Maybe it is because I've talked this one up before. I don't act like the deal will be there right now because it's a limited time thing. But when we have done watch parties with our friends at Hollywood Casino Columbus in the sports book, they would have a pretty damn good steak meal on Saturdays. I'm talking under $20 for a good 10-ounce sirloin with green beans, or they would pick the different vegetable, and then a nice mashed potatoes seasoned just right. So maybe we can. Maybe we can.
I'm looking at the menu now because I have to order to go. Then they're going to tell me the prices. All right, so
I hate that when you have to like click a bunch of things just to find a menu.
The smallest sirloin that they have is 6 ounces, okay? And that's going to run you $17.49.
Ah, okay.
All right, so that's
right,
not
so that is getting up
if
there.
If you want the 8 ounce, then you're over $20. You're at $20.49. If you want to get a ribeye at Longhorn, you're looking at $35.
Damn.
Filets at $27. That's the smallest filet. I'm not talking about the biggest filet. 6 ounce filet, $27. It's 2026, baby. This stuff's expensive. What's the name of the appetizer? It is Wild West Shrimp.
Wild
Delicious.
West.
Wild West Shrimp.
Now I'm thinking about... all I can think about is steak and fried shrimp. I would say if there was any food item out there that I had to try to win an eating contest for.
Popcorn shrimp?
Popcorn shrimp might be my best opportunity because I can put some mileage on with those. Like, it takes me a long time before I get tired of popping in popcorn shrimp.
More Too Hot with Teddy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on the left berm on the east side of 70 headed eastbound after James Road, but you have stop-and-go traffic on the north side of 71 northbound between East Broad Street and Morse Road. You're looking at a 22-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere construction equipment rattles, from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart grade, Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work ready. Learn more at MurphyTractor.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Join the fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the fan, Ohio's sports destination. Listen up, Columbus.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts,
they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Somehow we have landed on mid-tier steakhouse chains. Because we were talking about Longhorn and we forgot the Logan's.
Logan's, baby. Yeah, Logan's Steakhouse, I think, right?
You got your
Roadhouse. Logan's Roadhouse.
Logan's Roadhouse.
Come on, yeah.
You got your Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
There was another one, too. It was Longhorn, and what was the other one? I think it's gone out of business.
Lone Star.
Lone Star. Is that, that's gone, right?
Lone Star is telling me that it's defunct. That's okay. Too bad. Rest in peace, because that was... That had to be another one of the peanut shells right on the floor type of steakhouses.
I like places like that.
What about a Montana Mike's? You remember them?
I've never heard of them.
I know we had one of those in Lawrence, Kansas, around the KC area.
I never heard of the Montana Mike's. Teddy, you know Montana Mike's?
No, I know Ted's Montana Grill.
That's different. Are we putting that in the mid-tier steakhouse?
Ted's thing? Montana? Yeah. Is that really a steakhouse, though?
They have steak there.
They have steak.
They have buffalo steak, and they have beef steak.
I'm looking at a list, a Wikipedia list of chain restaurant steakhouses in North America, alphabetical order. I don't see it in there. And some of these in this list, there's some of them are too high brow for us. Like you said, the Capitol Grill.
No, that's upscale.
Yeah,
that's not mid tier.
I agree. That's too nice.
What about Ponderosa? They still in existence?
Ponderosa, I think, fits the bill we're looking for right here.
You got the York.
Yeah, I think they're still in business.
York is not mid-tier. York is...
York is entry done, level. Right?
No, there's one York, I think, still left here. Isn't there?
Is there a York by the casino that's
I think
still
so.
There?
There used to be. That's entry-level steakhouse.
There used to be 200 of those. And now you're telling me we're down to one right here?
Ponderosa, and then what was the other one with Ponderosa?
Bonanza.
Bonanza. What was the difference between the two, Teddy?
Different owners.
Was it like a Checkers Rallies type of thing?
I think they're basically same, but they were just different
companies. I think it was kind of like that. Yeah. Yeah, depending on what part of the country you were in.
This is what we've come to, huh? Steakhouses.
I got to get me a mid-tier steak and see what I'm missing.
I'm being told there's a Ponderosa locally here.
South High Street, I believe, right?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
The one on Hilliard Rome Road, I think that's a Longhorn, is just packed all the time.
Longhorn's good.
Yeah, I'm saying I would expect it to be if I go back there, because their parking lot is just smashed. It's the parking lot at Longhorn. There's another restaurant, I tell you, anytime I go by, it looks like there's 50,000 cars and they're never hurting, and that's Beer Barrel.
Oh, my parents are at Beer Barrel all the time.
They love it there.
There's a Beer Barrel. Yeah. They do the typical old person thing now. My parents have transitioned from parents just to old people, where they go whatever night.
Now, what does that mean?
Here's what it means.
Tell me what that means.
I'm going to tell you what it means. So whatever night they have their burger special at Beer Barrel, Wednesday, Thursday, don't know what it is, right? They go, and that's fine. They go for the special. They go early. They like to have the special. But then I'll say, oh, how was the burger?
It was good. Your father and I split one because they're just so big now.
So you got two geezers going in on burger night, ordering one burger, cutting it in half, and they're both drinking water. And I guarantee you, they're living like a dollar for the tip.
There is no way that when my parents lived in town here for the 3 years, whatever they were here, that them and your parents weren't in the same exact restaurant a lot of the times. That is them to a T. I can look across the table and I can tell that my dad's starving and he just won't allow himself.
These are the same people that go on like Arctic cruises? They're spending money like crazy.
He's like Ben Stiller in Dodgeball, not allowing himself to eat the slice of pizza, shocking himself through the nipples. Bad. Stay away from the slice of pizza. You don't deserve it.
Too hot. Should we do some too hot, Teddy?
I can squeeze a quick one in here if you want. This is from Bishop and Friends, and our good friend Dom Tiberi joined the show, and he had some Bigfoot talk. Some thoughts earlier.
Talking about Bigfoot?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, it switched. Zeta.
Yeah.
Oh boy, the whole station. I need to do some AI pictures. I've become.
Oh my God.
I've become very proficient on AI.
I can tell. Yeah.
Very proficient.
You and Bigfoot everywhere.
You and I are going to go hang with Bigfoot and aliens. We'll get Josh Perry with us too.
I'm in.
There we go.
I'll see you, buddy.
Goodbye.
That's it.
It's what he does for everybody.
Oh my God.
He put us with Bigfoot and aliens playing ping pong.
What? Let me ask you something about the AI. Like you're always bringing this up too, and saying how we're okay for now. Or it's going to be a long, long time before AI gets it. I mean, we did have this conversation a little bit on Monday with Jason Stark, where the AI doesn't even know how to read certain pieces of the internet and convey it the right way. It was making up a baseball game that Jason Stark could go back and fact check and
that
say,
doesn't
what
seem
the hell
right.
is what the hell is this AI talking about?
It wanted to please its human master.
So one of those photos that Dom posted up, and I believe I retweeted it. You can check back maybe a couple weeks on my feed, Timmy Hall Radio.
No one's
and
do
there
that.
there's a real photo. We start with a real picture of me, you, and Dom. Why does the stupid AI completely change what you and me look like?
Because it's stupid. Why
you
is there?
You don't have to change any of that. Just add Bigfoot and
coming
aliens.
Out of your chest.
Well, that's
it's
actually
dumb.
That's actually a new mole that's trying to alien style break through my shirt.
Timmy will be knee deep in some new smut very soon.
No.
Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an ongoing accident that has the right lane blocked on 315 southbound at Ackerman Road. Traffic is stop and go from North Broadway. You still have a 20-minute commute with about a 10-minute delay on 315 southbound from 270 to 7071. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation, and you will earn $7 towards your next service with Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Manju Jones for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. It has now been made official that the Columbus Blue Jackets and Rick Bowness came to an agreement on a deal to keep him as head coach through the 2026-27 season. Here's General Manager Don Waddell and why he decided to bring Bowness back.
The body of work that I watched over the last second half of the season, 100%, we wouldn't be sitting here today announcing Rick if we didn't think that was the case. So I truly feel this is the right decision for this organization at this time.
The Blue Jackets went 21-11-5 when Bowness stepped in as head coach in January. They will revisit the possibility for another extension after next season. In baseball earlier today, the Reds were shut out by the Giants 3-0 in their series finale. And later tonight, the Guardians are at home taking on the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:10. This update sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free repairs when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh my goodness, there is an OnlyFans creator that I never expected to see here in 2026. I'll share that with you here momentarily. But you're seeing something on social media now because all this hubbub this week about how LIV Golf was finally going to die. All these golf insiders, the Monday morning qualifier dude on social media is very dialed in. He was putting himself out there that something was happening yesterday and it was 99% going to be the end of LIV Golf. And there were reports that executives were meeting overnight in Manhattan. So stuff is happening. Reports that the fund in Saudi Arabia is not going to keep funding this endeavor. But they were going on with tournaments as we left yesterday. Mexico City was the next one. But what's on the feed?
A technical difficulties graphic has been displaying on the LIV feed for an hour.
For an hour.
So there is a good chance all the golfers are dead. Like they just wiped them all out.
What, like a bomb?
Well, we don't have to pay them now, do we?
Or do they just send a squad
Oopsie daisy, Scarface. Oopsie daisy.
Say hello to my little friend.
No, obviously.
She got a great ass.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with that, but it's just comical. With all these reports, look, here's the reality of the situation. The Saudis have pulled all their money from the Tom Brady Flag Football League. There's rumors about them pulling all their money out of LIV. They have issues in the Mideast right now. You know, in the past where you don't have to worry about missile defense systems, maybe you can get away with wasting $1 billion here and there on golf that nobody watches. But that's a tough sell when you are trying to shoot down missiles.
Okay, there's that. But there's another aspect, too, that I think you got to hit on again. We talked about this from the start.
The product sucks?
Well, not even that one, that the product sucks, but rich people are not just going to light their money on fire. Sure, like to an extent, and this is what they did. You like to flaunt it, you like to show it off a little bit, but typically, if you're spending that money, you want to get something back for it. And if they've done this a couple of cycles, 2-3 seasons, and they're realizing it has not moved the needle, it's not going to bring any kind of return. I mean, it's never going to get back what they put into this, No. But you're at least hoping, like, if you spend so much money off the top and you really commit to it, then maybe there's a chance. But just because they have billions of dollars and it's infinite, it goes to show you, you're not going to continue to just light it on fire because this product is not worth watching. I saw this list real quick. This was the LIV Golf career money list. I couldn't believe a couple of the names that are at the top of this thing. So number one, and a reminder here that it started just in 2022, John Rahm's the big boy, top of the mountain. He's at almost $90 million from LIV Golf.
I want to say, was he the last one to really get the big money?
Seems right.
I think so.
Like the last, and so he definitely wasn't in it from that first year.
No.
So think of how much money they paid him in a guarantee just to get him over. I think he's won some events, so whatever. Number two, Joaquin Niemann, $71.6 million. Good for him. Number three, Taylor Gooch. Taylor Gooch has made $68.7 million from those Fs. God love him.
It's a lot of gooch right there. God love him.
Dustin Johnson, fourth. Bryson DeChambeau, fifth. They're in the like high 50 millions, low 60 millions. Cam Smith from Australia at six. And, you know, Cam Smith, you can look at what he has become on the major championship circuit.
He's become a bum.
He's a total bum.
He's a bum, yeah.
That Open Championship.
He won the British Open.
That we took the family trip to at St. Andrews. He won that puppy. The last six majors, he's been cut. Cut in the last six majors.
He's a bum.
That's what drives me nuts, is that shows me that you really don't care about playing in meaningful golf tournaments, about building your legacy as a player. You won an Open Championship at St. Andrews, and now, because you have that exemption status for the majors for being a winner here recently, it matters that little to you?
Well,
I guess so.
I'm sure the bank account appreciates it.
No, that's what I'm saying. The bank account is there.
Again, I want to remind everybody out there who says you all would have done the same thing. All of these guys were already multimillionaires and generationally wealthy.
Yeah.
Single one of them.
I don't think I would have.
Don't give me the whole, the PGA Tour stayovers. We all would have done it. All these guys had millions of dollars in the bank account.
If I'm a guy that's even, say, around like a top, you know, 130 world ranking player, but I feel good about my game, you know, like I'm really putting the effort in and I feel like my good golf is right ahead and I'm making, you know, maybe, you know, 4 to 7 million, you know, in tournament winnings a year. And then I've got maybe some sponsorships that bring me in another mill. No, I don't think I'm doing that.
I want to talk about another guy.
I'm making that move for, say, $20 million guaranteed.
Just turned into a total bum, and it's Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, again,
when he's afterthought. Just a bum.
Afterthought, and there are Phil Mickelson is a legend of the game.
Phil's at least old,
and but I don't care what he does, what he's up to. I'm not following him. Like what he did in his role. Instead of helping to fix golf, you just fractured it.
No, I know.
You took you and your buddies out of it, and we all just continue to move along.
Phil's a selfish prick. He's always been. But you at least can look at him and say, well, he's in the twilight of his career.
You can.
He's old.
Same with Sergio.
He can. Right. But guys like Cam Smith, guys like Dustin Johnson.
Guys like Patrick Reed.
Right.
Who's back now? Brooks, who's back now?
These guys were in the meaty part of their prime.
Yeah. Yeah,
John Rahm, and they decided to take that and throw it away.
So this is more important to me.
It's almost like back in the day where you had baseball players. When I first discovered baseballreference.com, it's like the greatest site in the world.
Oh, the hockey reference, pro football reference, pro baseball reference.
Because I love looking at the stats. Yeah. I was a kid, I had the baseball cards. I'd look at the stats. And when you're a kid, you'd look at some of the stats, and you'd be like, oh, man, how come so-and-so didn't play any Major League Baseball in 1942. Oh, he was a gunner in the war. Bob Feller had to go bye-bye now.
He was on the crew of the Enola Gay.
To go fight in the war.
I know.
Then he came back after 2.5-3 years played more baseball.
Some guys had multiple seasons out because they were in World War II.
It's like this, but without any of the bravery.
It's worse for years. Not only is it not bravery, you're taking money from a very questionable source. And you care nothing about the legacy tournaments that are continuing on. And you know what? I've still enjoyed it. The mindset that I've taken is that, you know, that stinks. I think
you've still enjoyed the PGA Tour. Enjoyed LIV.
I continue to say it, right? The best naps in the world is for any regular season PGA Tour event on a Sunday. And I am always checking in to every event Sunday afternoon. If there's some drama, if there's a couple of big names up there, those guys all left. It'd be better if they had stayed. And after they pay their dues and pay their penalties and we can publicly shame them, we can have them back. But we get to say, I told you so. And we get to make fun of them for the rest of their lives. That's
smut,
the deal.
Smut and donuts coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's still just under 20 minutes for the drive on 315 southbound from 270 to 70-71, with a 6-minute delay due to an ongoing accident that has the right lane blocked on 315 southbound at Ackerman Road. Traffic is stop and go from North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at Sunsetter.com. That's Sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
So who's the source of this?
One of those sites I go to.
Is it? Okay. Is this,
I don't know. You better clarify which site.
Clip that.
Okay.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Hello, it's
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we go dry and clear overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. Friday looks good. A lot of sunshine. Nice day with low 80s. On Saturday, it starts dry, sunny early, and then a strong cold front comes in the afternoon with some rain, even some strong to severe thunderstorms. Not out of the question, which could impact the OSU spring game. High temperatures in the 70s. Cooler on Sunday with 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, guys, got a lot to get to in this segment. So, Mikey, do you want to start with the smut or with the delicious donuts?
Let's start with donuts and make our way to smut.
Okay, so I was in the area today, and I had to... I stopped off after getting my eyebrow mole lanced off, so I was in a bit of a tender feeling, and I was right there on Scioto Darby Road, and I see my spot... The Little Donut Factory. These are some good donuts, man.
Donut!
It's 9 a.m., so I'm wondering, like, how much they're going to have left, because it's a weekday. It's not Saturday or Sunday where they have a lot of product on hand deep into the mornings
there. How much is going to be left at 9 o'clock in the morning? It's a donut place.
Yeah, I know.
If they don't have any donuts left at 9 o'clock, you punch them in the face.
Well, good news. They had more than I could bargain for.
Good.
So I go in there. They get all my favorite flavors. They've got a delicious red velvet. They've got a salted caramel with a chocolate espresso drizzle on top of it. And most of their donuts that they make there are of the cake style donut.
I appreciate it.
And then they do the donut holes that they make, which it's great that they have them. They're not my favorite that I've ever had because I like that sour cream, that, you know, stick style, that buttermilk, or that cake style donut.
They don't do one of those?
They do a yeast style donut hole.
I see.
So it's a...
But I'm sure they have that sour cream cake donut.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. So I got the sour cream. I got what they call the stick, which almost looks like it's a donut that almost looks like a C. It's got like a little nub that's missing, so it's not the perfect circle.
Teddy, it's got a nub.
Yeah.
It's got a little nub.
Just a perfect circle, too. Maynard James Keenan.
Nice.
That's good. I knew you were going to have something for that one. And what else did I get? So they've got the twists there that are really good.
Chubby
so
checker.
Stop it, all right?
All right.
So I came home with a nice half dozen on a morning like this, and it was delicious. Got the white vanilla frosting cake donut as well, which was a good one. But I wound up getting pissed off because as I was thinking about the Little Donut Factory, and I wanted to give them a shout out, I found this list from Step Out Columbus, who, if this is the same one as the Instagram account, I'm a fan. I do. I get a lot of good tips on places to go, things to eat. But when I saw a top 10 donut list of all of Central Ohio, and this spot is not on it, I don't know what to say. Like, it's got some
they
heavy
hitters.
They probably
think the same thing.
It's got Resch's Bakery. That's number one. In Gahanna, I have not had them, so I got to get out there and try those.
I've had Resch's.
That good?
It's
Dynamite?
It's a very good product. It's been there for a long time. It's a heritage brand, which is probably why they're on this list.
Is that the one that just left their original location of a long, 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 long time and chose to go somewhere else, like up on North Hamilton Road?
I don't know.
I feel like there's a bakery. Maybe it's not Resch's, but if it's not, there was another bakery that had a long-standing location. And I know that was a big deal to the locals there.
My
when they
wife
left
is
it.
All hot and bothered about a particular donut place. I'm trying to find it in the text messages
I'll
sent
go on.
Me.
Go so ahead, Buckeye, go ahead. Buckeye Donuts got number two. Krispy Kreme Donut Shop, the double C Krispy Kreme down in Chillicothe, that's number three. I've got to try them. Amy's Donuts, number four, Georgesville Road, very good. They are. Yum-E Donuts in Sunbury, haven't had them. They appear at number five. DK Diner, they're right near us. They are fantastic. They've got the cronut style, kind of like what Parlor Donuts has taken national, and they are really, really good. Love DK Diner and everything that they do down there. Honey Dip Donuts and Diner, also fantastic on Kenny Road. Schneider's Bakery, number eight. Haven't had them up in Westerville. Donut World, number nine in Lancaster. And Der Dutchman, number 10. I would think Little Donut Factory's got an opportunity to be on this list somewhere. And like, Der Dutchman is good. Der Dutchman to me is just more of the just experience of going to a gigantic place where there's so much to do. That's a destination spot. I don't know if they're known just for their donuts. They do have the bakery in there. People love their donuts. I get it. I like some other spots
here's
a little bit
better. Here's the bakery my wife was talking about. Love Riley. Have you heard of Love Riley?
No, I haven't heard of that.
I have not been there. I went to their website. It's just LoveRileyCakes.com. Sort of looks like a high-end escort service, but it's not.
Love Riley Cakes.
Love Riley Cakes.
On Dilmont Drive?
Where's Dilmont Drive?
I don't know where Dilmont Drive is. It's located in Park Place Center.
Anyway, if anybody's tried, because my...
We gotta go. I saw him on the Instagram.
Looks like it's just north on 23. Like where that Dunkin' Donuts is, up on 23. It's not far away from York, where I play golf, so I could definitely swing by and try to love Riley. It's not really a... Do they do donuts, or is this just a little cupcake shop?
I don't know.
Is that all that it is?
I don't know.
Looks like that's what they
do. The photo that she sent me looks like a photo of donuts. Now, I don't know if they changed the menu and they just don't do it all the time. But anyway, if you've been to Love Riley, or if you are Riley, yeah, let me know.
I see some donuts, but it seems if to be predominantly a cake place.
Okay, whatever. I like cake.
But who cares?
And cookies.
We should have cake whenever we feel like having cake, not just when it's our birthday.
And now...
And what about pie?
To the smut.
Yeah, so... Everyone knows the 1999 comedy romance hit American Pie. I actually contend.
You contend.
We all have that category of movies that everybody loved, but you just didn't that much. This is actually one for me where everyone and their mother loved this movie.
I didn't love it
loved
either.
Loved the hell out of it.
It was
but
fine.
To me, it just maybe it was a little pretentious. I don't know. Too much thrown at you.
Now, pretentious is not a word that I would use
for that
particular movie.
I guess just for the genre. Like, we're going to do this harder and fuller than any of your other rom-coms. We're doing like a raunch-com is what that one sort of is. But every teenage guy, they saw those clips of Shannon Elizabeth doing her thing in that movie. And I really couldn't even tell you what Shannon Elizabeth's run was after American Pie. I don't really care none too much. She had her heyday.
I tell you that
she was in that film. She was a major success from
it. I met Tara Reid.
I do know about the Tara Reid
thing. At the Eddie George's Grill. When that was still banging.
Was that before or after she was botched?
I think it was right after.
Oh, my.
I don't know
if she was up close and personal
at this point, but she was a couple years off of the prime. I think I could have went out with her, too. I think she was interested.
Don't flatter yourself.
No, I'm just saying. Remember that, Teddy? She gave me a little wink and a nod.
Yeah, it's just like Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, you know.
That's right. Hey,
the women.
I had a thing with Jennifer Love Hewitt. We had a connection.
Yeah, you did.
Was it really a wink or was like, did something get in her eye?
I think it was just her lazy eye.
So, Shannon Elizabeth, here's the fun part. Uh-huh. Guess what she started up?
What?
OnlyFans.
For what?
She's in. She's 52 years old.
Gonna show off the fun bags? Or?
Well, I mean, what are we... I hate this. I'm starting an OnlyFans, and then let's do an interview. Let's find out what you really want to show us on OnlyFans. What is the point of having a private OnlyFans account if you're not going to show off, what she says, a sexier side? I would hope so.
I don't know.
Isn't that what it is?
Who's the one?
Are we just going to eloquently read a book to you?
Teddy, who's made tens of millions of dollars and she's never shown nudes.
Can we confirm that though, or is that just a myth?
I think that'd be pretty easy to debunk.
Is that the Sophie Rain or whoever it is?
I don't know who it is. T-Bone used to bring her up because he subscribes
from the old, what they call it, the Bop House that they had.
The Bop House.
there were three of them. They had some name for the house where they took all their photographs and did all their social media streams where they all got paid up. It says Shannon Elizabeth's putting her finger in the OnlyFans pie, launching her own profile to take full ownership of her sexiness, she tells TMZ. She was Nadia in that movie back in 99, and the account went live today.
Oh, okay.
Because she's tired. Charging? I hold on. I don't see a price for right here. She's tired of a career spent in Hollywood where other people have controlled the narrative and the outcome of her career. So that's some of the reasonings for it.
You know what that's a bunch of gobbledygook for? I'm not a good enough actress. I don't get any roles anymore.
Well, the last time I saw her in something, it was a Hallmark Christmas movie. And she was
guessing those are off the table now.
Because they're...
If you're going to do
they take a staunch stance on stuff like that. They're like, more in the Candace Cameron Bure
camp.
The redhead from Boy Meets World is not doing Hallmark Christmas movies.
Or is Candace Cameron Bure out?
She's out
of Hallmark because of her views.
She thought Hallmark was too smutty. So she went to the Great American Family, the GAC, the Todd GAC.
Hey, you GAC. Well, here's your movies.
All right, more Too Hot coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident on the right berm on the east side of 70 westbound at 93. Also, watch out for another accident on the right berm on 315 southbound at Ackerman Road. Traffic is slow from North Broadway. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save $15 off any oil change. Offer includes a free tire rotation and you will earn $7 towards your next service with a Duramax dollars. Offer ends April 30th. See store for details. I'm Manju Jones for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Ken and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
This is the ultimate you don't want to miss a thing type of show. We call it the Aerosmith Show, where if you missed all the shenanigans today, well, then you go subscribe to the podcast and it's right there. And we had some shenanigans today. And good news, the show's not over. We have 30 more minutes of shenanigans.
I'll share this with you. Jen Winters, who, you know, has listened to the show before she worked here and, you know, still tries to tune in whenever she can while she's working, texted us about 3:56 and said, "That was the greatest segment you've ever done."
Was she saying it in jest?
I hope so. And that was before you played the Walker Told Me I Have AIDS clip in Reimer's update. Then I contend
I'm pissed off at Teddy.
I contend that that 4 o'clock segment was the loopiest, weirdest thing we've ever had.
Teddy, I told you.
Why?
Because I told you not to tip off Reimer that was coming.
I felt I had to because he wasn't going to even use a cut. I wasn't sure, you know, in that update. So I had to make sure that he was using an update cut.
If that's the only reason, I take back what I said about
him being a professional. If he didn't even come to the update with a clip on the day that we had a Rick bonus.
I didn't say he wasn't. I said I wasn't sure. So I had to make sure that I, you know, took the, you know, proper steps to make sure that we got that in there.
You could have gone to him. I guess you could have gone to him like right when we hit break and say, "Hey, what cut do you have?" And then he would have said, "Oh, I've got this," right?
Well, I that's what
should have done
did.
It that way.
Well, maybe you should come over here and run the board.
Maybe I will.
And I'll sit in that chair.
Maybe.
And I'll just sound like an idiot for 3 hours.
That's great.
Yes!
That's
too hot.
I'll get you a cuck chair. Yeah! You're going to sit in that corner over there. That's where you're going
to
be.
I want to point out, and you can vouch for me on this.
Yeah.
We're always looking for new revenue streams here at the station, right? We're a for-profit business. We got to pay the bills. We got to do all that sort of stuff. So we sell commercials. We sell sponsorships.
We sell a chair.
Advertising. I was talking to one of the salespeople upstairs.
Corner, right?
And I said we should get a local furniture store to sponsor a Common Man and Timmy cuck chair in the corner. And maybe once a quarter, we give that away and a listener gets to come in and sit in the chair while we do the show.
Do they?
And they get to watch.
Do they have like an external microphone so we can like vaguely hear the comments? Because part of being in that chair is having some leeway to, oh, yes. Oh, yeah. What, talk about this now? Oh, why don't you talk about that?
Now, perhaps if Value City Furniture didn't go out of business, they would have been a perfect sponsor. Well, the Value City Furniture Cuck Chair. Nate is in it today. How you doing there, Nate?
Oh, yeah. I love the show.
I'm doing good.
Too hot.
All right, too hot, Teddy. What do we got? Come on.
All right. On the morning show there with T-Bone and Tyvus, they were giving their most overrated movies this morning. And so they had the list they put together.
It's a good topic.
And Dylan had one that, I don't know, we need to just listen to what Dylan had to say about a specific movie that I think we all like. Okay.
All right. Dylan, you're number one.
Before I say this, I need to put a restraining order on Timmy Hall, because my number one is Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark. This huge plot line, because Indiana Jones is not relevant to the plot of the film.
You know you go into jail tomorrow, right?
If Indiana Jones wasn't there, the Nazis would have still found the stupid thing. They still would have took it to the island, and they still would have died. Indiana Jones had no effect on the end of the movie. Zero.
You're right. He's essentially like an observer of things that would have already happened. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess he saved the Marion chick or whatever, but she was annoying and she was just there because Indiana Jones needs a piece of ass in every single movie. Okay. But when it comes to the main plot, irrelevant. And he's supposed to be the main character.
Okay. You know what? That's fair.
All right, so I guess we can now confirm that T-Bone and Tyvus have a producer problem.
First of all, we knew that before. Second of all,
you love this movie.
I do love the movie.
Just as much.
But here's the thing. I appreciate the thought that he put into that review. Okay? Because that wasn't simply a, yeah, the movie sucks, overrated, I don't know what's so good about it. He told you why.
Yes, of course he did.
I don't agree with him.
What are you? I think a Jackets fan now?
No.
Congratulations for doing your job and bringing something to the table with this movie review.
But
yay, you had things to say.
That's what his job is. His job is to produce the show and come up with some hot button topics, but he thought it out well. That does not make him immune from being a stupid idiot, which he clearly is.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you why Steven Spielberg and the boys and that plot was genius, because everybody is doing something in regards to their hero being a guy that's, you know, jumping and shooting and running and shooting and setting off explosions and killing people left and right. First of all, he maybe had the most badass kill in the history of cinema when that samurai, or whatever you call that dude, whatever. What kind of sword was that? Like the Arabian saber or whatever that style
Arabian
is?
Arabian saber, Teddy.
He's doing his things. He pulls out the pistol. He just shoots him. That was amazing. That was one of the greatest moments of my life when he shot that dude like that in the middle of the bazaar. Then you've got a story where the arc is the biggest thing, but he's trying to tell everybody about that. He doesn't have to do his damage by shooting and killing. He's got brains. He is out there because he's a true archaeologist that cares about the artifacts. And you remember the line, that belongs in a museum. So do you. He cares about the Ark. And when the lid busts open and people just melt, how do you not love that? That haunted my dreams for years when I saw that. And also the butts in the beginning when the guys are running away towards the plane, the butts are great too.
From the indigenous people?
Yeah.
The butts. You like the butts.
You don't really plan on that being there. I mean, he's running away from he has to replace the thing. He has to replace the bag of sand with the golden headstone.
Mm-hmm.
He's running from
the boulder. Why don't you just do the whole movie for us?
I'm just explaining.
Too hot.
Just explaining how great it is.
All right. Let's go to Rothman and Ice. And here's just those guys talking about doing laundry. And there's also mixed in a little cookies talk in here as well. All right.
It's National Laundry Day. Do you wait and do all of your laundry at once, or do you chip away a little bit at a time?
I think I'm more of a chip away guy, because I don't like AR.
Chips Ahoy?
They're too crunchy.
We know you're not the Chips Ahoy guy.
I don't like the crunchy chocolate chip cookie. You know? You a crunchy cookie guy? I can't do that. Got to be soft, moist cookies.
You don't like them too soft. That's, you know, but...
I mean, hey, I was a kid. I used to smash cookie dough, so I guess it really did matter. Oh, but crunchy cookies, those scare me, man. Yeah. No, but I like to break it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Have the towels and washcloths and all that stuff in one load and the socks and the drawers and the whites. Like, you got to break it up. You can't have... At least, I don't want to say you can't have. I don't like to have everything in one.
I put it off as long as possible. It's drudgery. Like, it's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
But you've only got a six-man rotation, so how's that working out?
That's on the seventh day, the Lord rested, and Anthony did laundry.
I still respect if you've got, you know, the different styles of clothes that you don't want to mix in there. But here's the thing that gets me as far as like what we bicker about in the house. I just did this morning. With the wife just today, she will do a load of laundry, right? Like do the wash. And oftentimes like she'll start the wash when she knows she's going to be out of the house and not going to be back for hours. So you'd say, why do this? And you don't know like what my schedule is going to be
either.
Then
it becomes your responsibility.
If I'm going to be hanging around, if you're not going to be here for a certain point of time where you can then transfer it into the dryer, then get it out of the dryer, get it up to the bed where you can do the folding, then what's the point of starting the process? Let's not start it unless we can finish it. But at the very least, if we can make it to the drying cycle and you don't have time to get them out, leave them in the dryer, because then the move is we can spin it for 10 minutes.
You fluff it for about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, fluff for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, set the timer. Again today, her move is get them right out of the dryer, just stuff them in a laundry basket, just jam them down.
And leave them there all day.
Just leave them there.
So
we
all
just
wrinkled.
Have a wrinkled, awful mess. You shouldn't even have cleaned them.
10 years jail for that.
No, death sentence.
Okay. I don't do laundry.
I do.
My wife does all the laundry. I do all the cooking. We have different chores. It's not a man-woman thing. That's just her thing that she does. But my wife is the laundry Nazi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where I will be wearing clothes.
And she'll want you to get out of
wearing
them so she can wash them.
When are you going to take those off?
Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I just put them on.
I'm going to do laundry!
That's fine. I was planning on wearing these all day.
I'm doing colors!
Okay, that's fine. I'll put them in the hamper when I'm done with... What am I going to do? Just take off and be naked day long?
Don't you have like a robe you can wear for that day?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come in here in a robe. We'll sit in our cuck chair corner.
No. I thought this was maybe a Saturday.
No, was it a Saturday?
You're never going to leave the house.
No.
Do you have a robe? You do a little robing?
I don't have a robe.
I'm not a robe guy. I have a Nicholas brand robe.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
Yeah, you put on the robe.
I do.
Think about me.
It's a soft fleece.
Is it yellow?
Gold? No, it's navy blue, and it's got the gold.
Yeah.
It's got the golden bear crest right on the chest up there.
Yeah, you spread eagle in that robe, do you? Just like I was going for eagle on the 15th green.
Down at Augusta?
Oh, yeah. You know what they call that, don't you?
They call that an eagle. A three on
no,
a par
no,
five.
The hole that I was in.
Nandina. Golden Bell.
Why you gotta ruin my joke with facts? Don't do that.
It's a great robe, Jack. I love it.
All right. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for that accident that's ongoing on the right berm on 315 southbound at Ackerman Road. Traffic is slow from North Broadway. You also have slow traffic on 315 southbound between 670 West and Rich Street. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at Sunsetter.com. That's Sunsetter.com. Life better under a Sunsetter. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dave's Buckeyes are ready.
And so are we, damn it.
Join Anthony Rothman, Dave Biddle, and Tim May for the Pelotonia Spring Game Tailgate Show.
Presented by Key Bank.
Broadcasting live from Fan Fest, Saturday morning at 10 on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
You're not going to believe who's outside.
No, I'm not.
Because coming up at 6 o'clock at the top of the hour, it's the spring game preview show.
Oh, is our guy Jim Lachey out there?
Anytime I get to lay eyes on Jim Lachey and Paul Keels, I'm a happy man. And if you want to listen live to the voice of the Buckeyes and Jim Lachey for an hour, get you ready for the spring game with special guest galore. I think Matt Patricia is going to be on and a cast of thousands. That is coming up 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, this is the perfect time then for me to tell you about something that made me both happy and a little bit angry at the same time. And I got a look yesterday at the Washington Commanders' new uniform
combos. I thought
you
would be pleased.
I told you I'm going to be happy and a little bit angry at the same time. So the happiness, yes, is there with they're doing what I always wanted them to do in the first place, which was don't change that color scheme. I don't know why we ever had to veer from that in the first place. I'm glad they did get it right here. Eventually, they threw those out there for a couple of games as alternates last year. And when they were unveiled as alternates last season, most of the fan base said, oh, well, why don't you just use that as your primary uniform? I do remember Tyvus was one of the guys that thought that they sucked, like the original Heritage uniforms. Well, he was more of a fan of the new age, has all the dots and the numbers.
Tyvus.
I don't even love the black alternate uniforms that they have, but everybody has a black combo kit now. That's just something that sports teams are doing everywhere. It could grow on me, but the original uniforms, the burgundy and the gold, I understand the name was going bye-bye. I fully get that. But when you do a survey, you know, Ohio State football is going to do a survey for what you want at the shoe. They did a survey to try to figure out what the best team name was going to be going forward. And there were a lot of cool names that were being thrown around out there. Names that paid homage to guys like Jim Lachey and the Hogs, which was a very cool nickname that the strength of their team was built around, that won them the 3 Super Bowls. So Red Hogs could have been a name. The Red Tails, which pays homage to the aviation unit in World War II, kind of goes around the
Timmy,
DC stuff.
Saying a bunch of PR people,
bunch of suits
that are paid millions of dollars a year to come up with marketing plans and slogans tend to overthink things. I've been saying that for years. I was just reading a story today. PepsiCo, their stock went up today. Their profits went up more than expected. And
Do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
They asked the CEO, like, hey, what do you attribute this to? He says, yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but the last couple months, we actually lowered the price of Doritos in stores. And we sold more of them.
Yeah.
Oh, because what did we notice? Like $6 for a standard size bag now was becoming the regular price?
Now they're for something, which is obviously more than they were, but they consciously lowered the price. They took a gamble that if they lowered the price, people would buy more Doritos. And guess what?
Wow.
They did.
So you don't have to just go to the shrinkflation tactic and give people less and charge people more. There's actually a reasonable way to still sell food and drink to customers.
I have no problem with the former Washington Redskins changing their name to the Commanders. It was time to do
it. It was going to happen. Okay, I got that too.
Going to happen. But if you're going to do that, there's no reason why you have to change those heritage uniforms.
And look, I can even handle if they pick a name that wasn't my favorite. I know the world is not all about me getting what I want. That's not how things work. But don't ask a question if you don't want to hear any of the answers.
Can you tell that to my wife?
We can tell that to a lot of people.
I'm just
saying,
tell that to her.
How many people ask questions?
What do you
think
about this?
Well, actually, I think this.
Well, you're wrong.
We just completely tune out the answers. The last time I was in the pit there talking to Dom and Nicole, trying to have a conversation. They wanted to know how the dentist appointment went. Hey, how'd the dentist go? Well, Dom, hey, did you see what Bigfoot was doing just now? Okay.
Well, thanks for asking.
Guess that's for that.
All right, back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Oh, so I was thinking about this when I wore jeans a couple of days this week. It's the we're right at sort of the cutoff point where it's getting too hot for me to want to be in denim. And I know we made this transition recently where we started to wear spandex in the denim, but you always had this idea about getting some kind of ventilation system going. I don't know what that looks like. If we can really find a way to patent an AC unit that can work in the jeans, because I've seen this in jackets now, and I've seen like heaters put in for cold weather stuff.
I don't understand why.
Can we get something put in for hot weather?
Get some sort of ventilation system for cracky and crotchy.
Yeah.
If you want to wear pants when it's warm.
Or vented jeans, at least. I've seen venting systems in a lot of the other types of cloths. But what about the denim? I mean, we're, again, making the move to put other materials in them. Can we find a way to make them more breathable next? I want to wear jeans, but sometimes it gets too hot for me.
That was back page today.
Well, we had
my
like
genitals are too hot.
We had like 10 seconds, so it's spring preview time.
Spring game preview show. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, a big hour is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 20-minute commute with about a 15-minute delay on 670 westbound from 270, 62, 270. There's also road construction that has the roadway reduced to two lanes on 670 westbound between 33 and 70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Andrew Jones for 97.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.